Blog Talk Radio.
This is Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison, sponsored by AmateurAthletes.com, where athletes can create a free profile to showcase their athletic talent. Today's show is about the road to Worlds. And unless you're a cheerleader or a dancer, you may not understand what the big deal is over going to the cheerleading Worlds. Worlds is the ultimate goal for any level 5 cheerleader. And whether you win or lose, the fact that your team is competing, that's what matters. The Cheerleading Worlds is held in Orlando, Florida, this weekend, April 23rd through the 25th, and will be televised on ESPN. The international division is for teams coming from Mexico, Japan, Thailand, and many more. Teams that are not level 5 cannot compete at Worlds and are not even eligible for a bid. So today's show, we have the honor of interviewing Miss Angel Rice and Mr. Eric Little. And if you're in the cheer world, you know who these people are. They are world renowned. And, you know, if you know what you're talking about in the cheer world, you know who Angel Rice is and you know who Eric Little is. Angel Rice is a 2-time cheerleading world champion. She is a Guinness Book World Record holder. She's undefeated at the All-Star Games champion. I mean, this girl, she travels around the world coaching clinics and being an inspiration to everyone that she meets. She's even been featured on the Steve Harvey Show and the Today Show. Eric Little is a renowned choreographer worldwide. He constantly travels and works with teams. He's choreographed for the movie Bring It On, All or Nothing, where he even made a cameo appearance. He's featured in Champions League movie as The Fixer. Currently, he has 22 gold medal routines from Worlds under his belt. So, Eric, Angel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, guys, are y'all excited about Worlds this weekend?
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Good.
Yeah, I'm coming from Miami. Yeah, I'm coming from Miami right now with Team New Zealand. We're on a bus to Orlando.
Oh, wow. That's great. So we already have someone on the line wanting to talk to y'all, and they've actually been on hold for 6 minutes. So before the show even started, people were already calling in. So let's answer
awesome.
This call before we get started. Hey, caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
They hung up. They don't want to talk to us.
Nope, I guess they held for too long. They said, we don't want to hold any longer. All right,
they're
well,
like,
you can call back. And if you're listening in, you can call in at 516-531-9649, and you can speak to Angel or Eric. They will answer any question that you have about what it takes to be a world champion. So while we're waiting for her to call back, you know,
I have a question.
I have a question for you, Angel. You know, how did you get involved in cheerleading and tumbling?
Well, I got involved in cheerleading and tumbling when I was at the age of 3. Me and my mom, we were at a hair show downtown Atlanta. At the time, cheer sport was going on, so I was like concerned, what are these people doing here? Like, what are they wearing? So my mom's like, well, let's go see. So we went over, we snuck over to see, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to be just like those girls. And so my mom did the research, and my mom was like, yeah, there's no way you're doing this. This is too expensive. Like, you're just not. So what
right.
she did was my older sister did gymnastics. So when my sister would go to gymnastic practice, we would all go. We would sit. My mom would watch and see how they would coach her. So my mom took that home and did research and, like, coached me. And tried to make me hate it, but it backfired on her, and it made
right.
me good.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Oh, I know. I have 2 kids that are in it too, so I know it can be a very expensive sport. So, Eric, what
yeah.
about you? How did you become involved in cheerleading and tumbling?
Well, because I did gymnastics and I danced as a child, and then I started cheerleading as a freshman in high school, and then I cheered in high school all. For 3 years, actually, and then I was hired by the NCAA. I was an instructor for the NCAA for exactly 5 years, and then I switched over to the United Spirit Association in California, and then I worked for USA for about 18 years, and then I just started doing choreography, like, right out of high school, actually.
Nice. Well, we have a caller on the line.
Awesome.
Hello, caller.
That's in business.
Hey, how are you?
I'm a sister doctor.
Good.
Do you have a question for Angel or Eric?
Angel.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you like to ask Angel?
I wanted to ask her what age did she start cheerleading?
I started cheerleading at about 4 years old because my mom wouldn't let me cheer unless I had all my level five skills. So she pushed me so I could start off on a level five team. So I started off at the age of 4.
Okay. And I wanted to tell her that I look up to her. And I love her tumbling, and I'm a great tumbler, too. And I really look up to her.
Thank you so much. What's
awesome.
Your name?
Are you
that's
what
awesome.
Level team are you on?
I'm on level 2. I'm working on a level 3 and level 4.
Oh, that's
good.
Great.
Keep working.
We'll keep
I
it
promise
up.
You'll get there.
And where are you located?
Well, thank you, honey. Did you have anything else?
I have a question for Eric.
Yes, go
okay.
ahead.
I wanted to tell you that I really love Bring It On. I have every season.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, they're fun movies. Like, we had a really good time doing it. So, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
I love it.
That
I
was
love
adorable.
It. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
I
Angel,
know.
How are you? Can I ask you
I'm good.
Questions?
How are you?
I'm good. I'll see you in a couple of days. When do you guys get to work?
I know. Say that one more time.
When do you all get there? Are you guys coming tomorrow or Friday?
I leave tomorrow morning, so I'll be there.
Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, good.
Well, good.
Okay, go ahead, Allison.
Yeah.
It's your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, thanks. You know, I didn't know if Eric was taking up for the show.
yeah.
But, so... I know both of you are experts in the field. What does it take to be a world champion?
Dedication,
for
hard
me,
work, sweat, tears, all of it.
Yeah. Hard work, dedication, most of all, sacrificing things that you would love to do every day, but you have to sacrifice some of those things and put it to the side in order to be a world champion. So, like, work hard.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Go hard every day and just – you've got to sit some stuff aside.
And again, if you are just listening in, we're talking to Eric Little and Angel Wright.
Hi.
They are on their way to Cheerleading Worlds, and you can call in right now at 516-531-9649 and ask them any questions that you'd like to about cheerleading, dance, being in movies, or, you know, being a world champion.
Or cooking.
So call
or
us now.
Anything you want to know, like, you know.
Right. And we have another caller on the line. So, hello, caller. How are you? Hello? Hi.
Oh,
how
it.
Are you?
Good.
What's
good.
Your name?
Do you have a question? Did you hear Eric ask you what your name is?
What's your name?
My name's Michaela.
Michaela?
I'm Michaela.
Love that name.
Hi, Michaela. Michaela, do you have a question for Eric or Angel?
I have a question for Angel.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm an ideal cheerleader.
Say that one more time.
She's a little nervous. I'm her mom.
I think she's hi, Mama.
Hi.
So,
I love it.
She's 9, and she's a cheerleader, and she looks up to Angel, and she's just loves Angel, and she wants to know what advice Angel would have for her to get to where she is when she gets Angel's age.
Good one. That's
my,
a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. My advice to you, Michaela, is, one, stay in school, finish school. That's first things first. And make sure, like, no matter what, listen to your mom, listen to all your coaches because they know what they're talking about. And just whatever you do, push hard and just get through it.
That's awesome.
So do you have anything to add to that, Eric?
Well, you know how important I think school is, so I think she should stay in the pool for sure.
Yes.
No, I just say, yeah. Like, I mean, Angel is, she's an amazing athlete, and, like, I'd love these little girls look up to her because she is. She's a fantastic athlete, and she's got a lot of great things to say to these little girls. So stay in school, work hard, listen to your mama and your daddy.
So, do you have anything else, Michaela, or Michaela's mom?
Yeah, can both of you please give Allison a huge, huge hug for both of us?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's very sweet of you. That's very sweet of you.
Yes.
All right, well,
really
we're going
nice.
To let you go. Thank you for calling in, Michaela and Michaela's mom. We have another caller on the line.
Bye, Michaela.
Bye.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello. Hello. Fine. How are you?
Very
you
good. Do you have a question? Yes, we can hear you. Do you
yes,
have a question
I do.
For
I
Eric
do.
Or Angel? Okay.
I do. I'm getting ready to head down to Orlando for the World Cheerleading Championships, and I was just trying to get your take on what do you think the teams to look for are this year. Who do you think
the
is the best team on the senior level five? Yeah.
Senior level five. Are we talking about small senior, large senior, or medium senior? What do you want?
I want large senior co-ed.
You want large senior co-ed.
Yeah.
Well,
who's your best?
Well, who's the best ones? Well, I got to see Top Gun large co-ed last night. They look unbelievable. Of course, cheer athletics, cheetahs are amazing as well. You have Steel from Stingrays. California All-Stars are unbelievable as well. I mean, it's going to be a really, really, really tough category because they're all
it's
so.
Gonna, it's gonna, I think
yeah,
this,
they are.
This
they're
season
all
in that category is going to be really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be good. Like, whoever hits, I hope they all hit because in that case, if they all hit, it'll be really fun.
Then it's
going to
be really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun.
And that's what it all comes down to, you know, is a clean routine wins. That's what I've learned in my experience.
So you think one drop's going to be it for the?
What was that?
I said,
let's
you think
not.
One drop stunt will knock them out of the bid? Whoever drops the stunt's gone.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, not all necessarily. Because 2012, when I was on Orange, my stunt fell, and we still won world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, I'm looking forward to a great time. I was there last year and the year before, so we always go down for them and look forward to them and. We'll be there for this week's competition as well as the summit the following week.
Oh, cool. Very cool. All right.
Wow.
What do you think the summit's looking like? What do you think the summit's looking like?
No. Tough. The summit's always tough. Yeah, I think the summit might be a little more tough than world.
I like the large I'm looking forward to the large all-girl level five, junior level five, and see how the Steel Green, since they won the Triple Crown, they should be the favorites, wouldn't you think?
I wouldn't say they're the favorites. It's just, I mean, they've seen every,
Green,
every year.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You're talking about at the summit for the juniors.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Because, you know, World Cup starlights are amazing, and then you have these celebrity elites. They're always great. So that's going to be tough as well. So it's hard to call because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, it's always a lot of fun, a lot of excitement.
Always
a lot
fun.
Of,
Exactly.
A lot of great athletes out there. That's just amazing. If people have never seen them, I would encourage them to go down and take a look at that level of athlete and just
absolutely.
Be amazed at what they can do.
Absolutely.
Especially that
where
team
are you
from Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, okay, cool. Are you with ACX?
Yeah, we're from South Carolina. Excuse me?
Are you with ACX? Like, do you have any
information? Oh, no. I'm actually a rock star. I'm in the rock star up in Greenville, yeah.
Very cool. Tell Scott Foster and them I said hi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones doing well this time. And,
absolutely. Those are both great teams as well. I have some friends on both of them actually, and friends who coach them. So, good luck to them as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll be pulling
for
all of them.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, and we'll see you this weekend down in Worlds. Then.
Outstanding. Absolutely. I'll be looking for you guys.
Yeah, we'll all be there.
Yeah.
You
all right, thank you,
I'll
caller.
I'll be doing cartwheels in front of the field house.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Great. Well,
I'll be doing cartwheels. You know who it is. All right, we're going to let you go. We have another caller on the line, but thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank.
Have a great day and safe travels.
Hello, you're on the line with Angel Rice and Eric Little. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Angel or Eric?
Yes, I have a question for Angel. How has the Road to Worlds this year been different than years past?
I would say the Road to Worlds this year is different from my past. It's just, I mean, it isn't that much different because during the past years, like, we all bust our butts. We all worked hard. We all put in the work and time. It's just, I guess, this year, it's just kind of hard with, like, some of the injuries we've been going through and just, like, stuff like that. But, I mean, we're pulling it together, so I have faith in my team. I know we're going to do good at Worlds no matter what.
And do you cheer yourself, caller?
Yes, I do.
Well, good.
Where are you?
What team are you on?
It's in Rockstar Columbia.
Rockstar Columbia,
Aerosmith.
He said, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got that. Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy day.
And we have another caller on the line. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Do you have a question
Hi.
For Angel Rice or Eric Little?
Yeah, I have a question for both of them. This is my first time coming to Worlds, and I just wanted to know what to expect.
What to expect? Like, expect a really, really great show and a real good time. It's a lot of fun. A lot of great energy. No, seriously, a lot of great energy, a lot of great cheerleading, and just... It's really
it's very entertaining, and I would say it's kind of like football but a lot better.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Kind of like football but a lot better. Yeah.
No problem. What team are you on this weekend?
Stingrays.
You're with Stingrays? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, well, good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. So if you are just tuning in, we are on the line with Eric Little and Angel Rice. They are amazing, well-known in the cheer world. And, you know, if you're a cheerleader or a cheer coach, you know who these people are.
You
so,
know.
That's right. And if you don't know.
Allison, I'm trying to have a good time with this. You have to understand, like, the show's called The Road to Worlds. I'm really on
That's
a bus
right.
on a road to world.
You're on the road
we are
right
exactly,
now,
I'm
for real.
Kidding. We are exactly 1.5 hours away from the what I call the mousetrap. I love Disney World, but I call it the mousetrap.
Oh, my gosh. So you will be
Isn't
at Worlds in an hour and a half. Like,
yes, I'll be there
already there. So if you are traveling to Worlds, then most athletes, I think, are leaving tomorrow or Friday to get there.
Yes.
For the most part, so... So you're going to beat a lot of them there.
Yes.
So, yeah, so my biggest thing, you know, to ask you would be, with both of you, since you've already accomplished so much, what are your goals for the future? What does the future hold for Angel Rice and Eric Little?
Angel, you go first because you're younger than I am. So basically, I don't know because, like, I'm getting old. Who knows what? I'm just kidding. Angel, you go first. Angel, are we going through a bad area?
Angel.
Did we lose Angel? Is there an Angel?
I think we lost her, yeah. So I guess you're going to have to go for it.
Oh, wait, she's probably like, oh, my God, Eric took over the show. I'm leaving. She left us, Allison.
Right.
She left us.
All right, so what are your goals?
My goals? Just keep doing great work and having a great time with all the people that I work with. You know,
yeah.
try to keep the bar raised and, you know, I love what I do and I love everybody that I, you know, work with and it's just, I just have a great time with it. So that's
Well, that's
it.
Great, and
I'm
I think
right.
that's important. You know, I
oh,
think it's important.
Absolutely.
If you're not having
like,
fun with it.
Can you imagine? I mean, obviously, Allison, you like what you do. So, you know, like, it's important to, like, love what you do and like the people that you do it with. And, you know, it keeps
right.
us young. It keeps us
oh,
young.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I mean, we're not getting any younger, so I'll tell you that. You know, being a role model to young athletes, what advice can you give them? And we got Angel back. Hey, Angel, we lost you, I think, for a minute.
Hi, Angel. Angel, what happened to you? Where did you go?
I don't know.
She had to go stretch.
She tripped on her way to the world. So.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's like, hey, Angel, will you do a double pull? She had to go stretch real quick.
Right. So, Angel, we were just talking about having accomplished so much already, what are your goals for the future?
My goals for the future so far, one, I want to be the first female to represent the USA in the Olympics for power tumbling because they haven't put it in the Olympics yet. So hopefully,
awesome.
I'm waiting for that. And hopefully I want to be a successful gym owner. And, like, in my gym, I want to have gymnastics, cheerleading, parkour, and just, like, a gym where everyone could fit in, not just about cheerleading.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think that's great advice. So,
yes.
You know, being a role model to young athletes, and we've already seen that because we've had two young girls call in, what advice can you give them? You know, being a role model, what should they do and what can you give them as their path to worlds, you know, takes its course?
I would say they have to stay positive, keep their head up no matter what, like, encourage your teammates. Like, if something goes wrong, you can't just, like, give up on your team right then and there. You have to have faith.
Right.
You have to believe in yourself.
Yeah. And I would say, like, I mean, seriously, since they're so young, if they want to, like, if they want to be a champion, they need to train like a champion.
Yeah.
Period. Listen to their coaches and, like, listen to their parents and train like a champion.
Right.
And
if you're just listening in, we are talking to Eric Little and Angel Rice about the Road to Worlds. So those of you that are on your way to Orlando right now or maybe going to be traveling in a few days, Worlds is taking place at Disney World April 23rd to the 25th, and it will be televised on ESPN. And, you know, there's teams at this competition from Mexico, Japan, China, Thailand, New Zealand, Canada. I mean, it truly is a world's competition. And if you haven't seen Team Thailand, you need to check that out because they're amazing.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah,
I
watched
that.
Them last year, and it was sickening to watch them. It was like, how does your body, like, do that?
Yeah, like, they're really, like, they have so much energy. It's just, so their performance quality is unbelievable. Like, they're really fun to watch. Yep. But watch out for Team New Zealand, I'm telling you.
And you're with New Zealand right now, right, Eric?
Hi. Oh, never mind. They're all asleep. Team New Zealand's asleep.
Well, we wish
Sorry,
them a lot of luck. You know, I know they'll do well.
What's that, Allison?
I said, we wish them so much luck because I know that they'll do well. They have a great choreographer.
Yeah, well, I was just here to help them. I did not choreograph the routines. I cannot take credit for that. That goes to Blake Johnson, David Lingling, and some of the other people that actually got to go to New Zealand to work with them. So I'm giving kudos to them. I said, I'm just like dear friends with Kimberly Ramsey, who actually owns New Zealand. That's a joke. That's
there you go.
Me and Kimberly, I know. It's funny. She's the queen of New Zealand. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, like, I just came to help them out before Worlds and clean them up and polish them to make sure they look great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you came and did that with Smoed when I was on there.
I sure did, Angel. I was going to ask you, like, what are the differences between being on Cali Smoed and being on Stingray Orange? That's a good question right there.
That is a good question. It's kind of tough. I mean,
I know, because, like, both teams are so amazing, and, like, and I
right,
adore
they
both
are.
So much. So,
and, like,
so what do you feel like the difference is?
Smoed and Smoed, we are family. On Orange, we're family, so it's kind of hard to, like.
It's kind of, like, the same thing, really, right?
It really is the same thing, because no matter, like, what gym I'm at, it's a family. Like, I feel Like, I'm
right.
home.
See, that's great. And we have another caller on the line, so let's answer this caller. Hello? Hello, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey,
do you have
good.
A question for Angel or Eric?
Yes, I do. So with Worlds coming up, what advice could you give me and my team, you know, going in to stay calm, cool, and, you know, collective and just move forward and be able to, you know, hit a routine? We
advice.
Have the ability to go out and do amazing, and, you know, I just want to I want to hear y'all's advice.
I mean, they just basically they tell us, like, don't go on that autopilot mode when you get on the floor. Don't zone out to where you forget your routine. Like, stay focused. Like, just do what you
mm-hmm.
normally do, and you're, like, you have to treat it as the cheer gym. That's how I treat my routine. Like, when I get on the floor, like, I just think, oh, it's just the kids in the gym watching me. So you have you have to relax and stay calm and just think of it like, just, you have to have the mindset of, like, oh, I own this floor. Like, you have to own the floor. Like, you have to, like, give it
right.
to the judges. So
That's
just
great.
Don't, like, don't spaz out. Like, don't get on the floor and just, like, be like, oh, my God, like, what the heck? Like, no, you have to
mm-hmm.
have all the confidence in the world that y'all are about to hit. So that's my advice I would give you.
My advice would just be just to relax and, like, go out there. You need to hit. I mean, obviously you worked your butt off for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is your time to shine. So, like, relax, go out there and do your best. And hopefully it goes, you know, hopefully your other your teammates do the same job that you are doing. Just, like, in order to reach your goal of, like, either placing at Worlds or, you know, medaling for sure, winning that gold.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Happy Worlds. Happy Worlds.
And that's great advice from Eric and Angel. So what was it like, Eric, to be on the set of Bring It On?
It was a blast. Like, honestly, it was a lot of work. I mean, our call times were – the actresses' call times were usually at 5 a.m., and then me and my assistant, our call time was usually 7:30 because we would start filming scenes at 8, and we would go from 8 a.m. sometimes to, like, either 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. You know, like, I mean, there would be days that we would be done maybe at 6 p.m., but, like, we knew that we were in for 12-hour days, like, every day. So – and we would work Monday through Friday. We had weekends off, of course, but we did – you know, we were in rehearsals for 3 weeks prior, and then once we started shooting, we shot for 3 months. And that was it. So we shot Monday through Friday for 3 months.
Wow. And we just had a question pop up on the chat.
I mean, it was
so, yeah, I guess they don't want to call in, but they sent a chat that says, did you meet any celebrities, Eric?
Well, I mean, all the kids, it's funny because all the kids that were in my movie, they've all gone on to do bigger and, like, not bigger and better things because, I mean, that our movie was really, really funny. It was, you know, it was great. But Beyonce was on the set one day because, you know, Solange was in our movie. And then Hayden Panettiere, who is,
sure.
she's now, Hayden's on Nashville now. So Hayden's a big star now. And then we had, you know, like, this girl named Marcy mm-hmm. Ryland, who now, she's M. Ryland. She plays Lulu on General Hospital. And then a girl named Daniel Stavra, she was. She did a show on MTV called Kaya, and then we had Katie Lotz, who's on the – wait, what is Katie on now? Katie's on the CW, like, she's on Arrow, and I think she's on the new DC show, I don't know, something.
Right.
But they've all done really, really well. And then Jake McDormand, he's on that show. Jake McDormand played Hayden's boyfriend in the movie, and he's on, I don't know, some TV show based off of a Bradley Cooper movie.
Right.
Yeah, so they've all done well. I mean, it was a great time. We had a really good time.
One, it's a great experience, too. And not only did you do Bring It On All or Nothing, but you also were called the Fixer in the Champions League movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
yeah.
funny because
when
I
we saw it in the
theater,
we were laughing when
that
they came into
have,
Fixer.
Like, some kind of James Bond, like, little... intro, and then here I come, like, walking on the beach.
Right.
Yeah, no, that was funny. No, that was fun. And I, like, we shot that at California All-Stars when I was working with California Co-Ed. So we did that then.
Right.
That
well, that's great. So, Angel, what made you decide to go after the Guinness Book World Record title?
It kind of was like a joke, because like we're all joking about it, like, oh, what if like I did this and like did the most double fools? Like, it was like a joke, and then like I kind of took it as like, oh no, like I really want to do
like,
it.
Like kind of a challenge, right? You're like, okay, this isn't funny anymore. Like, that, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, yeah, like Angel's spectacular. She's just spectacular.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And yes, she is. She's a role model to everyone. And I think, you know, a lot of these kids that are coming up in the industry and are wanting to win worlds so desperately, they look up to people like you, Angel, in the industry as, you know, inspirations and leaders. So is that a lot of pressure on you?
Hello, say that one more time. My phone went out.
I said, is that a lot of pressure on you because, you know, all of these athletes look up to you all the time?
I would say yes and no. I would say yes because of if I was to do something crazy, then, you know, the other kids would want to do it, and their parents would be like, well, where did you get that from? And then they'll say me. So, like, I always have to make sure, like, I'm up to par. Like, I'm not doing anything crazy. I have to watch what I post. And I would say no because sometimes I use it as motivation. So, like, when I'm, like, in the gym, I just want to, like, I'm just like, I'm over it. I just think about all the other kids that, like, you know, look up to me. And it's at the same time, it's fun. And, it like, at the gym I work at, there's kids there that look up to me, and it makes me enjoy my job. So it really makes me enjoy it.
Great.
And that's great. So if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Angel Rice and Eric Little about the Road to Worlds. With Worlds being this weekend in Orlando, Florida, you don't want to miss this fabulous athlete or this amazing choreographer. So if you're going
Thank
to Worlds,
you.
Be sure to look for them because they're both going to be there. I will also be there, Coach Allison.
Coach Allison.
And so, you know, I know – you were just at California All-Stars, and now you're back at Stingrays, Angel. So what was that like being away from your family for that long?
It was really hard. I mean, I called my mom every day. Some I miss holidays that I never miss. Like, I miss my brother's birthday, and I've never missed my brother's birthday. So it was kind of hard. But at the same time, I had Eddie and Norby that made up for it as well. Like, they were good parents. Like, they took care of me. They made sure, like, I didn't feel left out. They made sure I had fun. So it was hard, but at the same time, Eddie and Norby, like, if they saw that I was having a hard time, they'll just, you know, try to help cheer me up, or, like, they'll either fly me home for a weekend or fly my mom out. So it kind of was good.
Right. So what made you decide to come back to Georgia?
I miss home. I miss Casey. I miss Roger. So I was like,
I love those two men so much. Like, I really, really admire Casey and Roger. Like, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're actually.
And everybody, they're talking about Casey and Roger from Stingray.
Oh, sorry,
those of
Casey
you that
Jones and yeah, and Roger Saunders.
That don't
sorry.
Know the program, Stingray All Stars in Marietta, Georgia, is who they're talking about. Which Angel is actually on Orange, and she'll be competing at Worlds in the all-girl large division on Orange this year.
Yes, I will.
So let's talk predictions. You know, everybody wants to know who's going to win all-girl.
I'm not predicting anything. I'm not going to
You're not
going to
predict anything? Come on.
I don't
know, because they're all my
no,
friends.
Nobody wants
wanna,
to
like,
be wrong.
Wanna, Team New Zealand for the gold, like, I mean, in those divisions for sure.
I'll probably predict on, like, day one. Like, at the end of day one, I'll probably go home and predict, like, oh, this might happen or this. But right now, I honestly have no clue because everyone in our division is good. Everyone in Steel division, they're good. Like, it's just so hard. Like, this year it was actually, like, really – it's really hard to, like, pick who's going to win. Like, last year it wasn't that hard in the year before. But this year, I feel like this year everyone's coming and they're, like, they're ready, so it's, like, hard to –
Oh, I agree, and the competitions have been so, like, this team will win, and then the next competitions, it's a totally different team, and it's a totally different team.
Yeah.
Nobody has consistently won every competition in some of these divisions.
How do I unmute? Sorry. Well, the thing is, like, I mean, it's it's anybody's game. Like I said, like in large co-ed, like all of those teams are so unbelievable that it's anybody's game, you know, and it's, I don't know. And in large senior, who knows what can happen. You know what I mean? It's just,
you never know with that division.
You never know with those divisions. You really don't. In small co-ed, I kind of have an idea of what's going to happen, but it's going to be a good, I'm telling you one thing, the top three, the race for the top three or the fight for the top three is going to be amazing. I'll tell you that.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
I know. It's going to be interesting down there. You know, what's actually going to happen?
What's actually going to happen? There's going to be a lot of cheers. A lot of happy
yeah.
tears and a lot of tears. That's what's going to happen.
It always is.
I know. Let's be real. That's what's going to happen at Worlds. Like, people are going to be really happy and people are going to be really upset.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
One or the other.
No, that's, I mean, that's just the nature of the sport. I mean, the sport. Everybody is working their butts off right now to go and win a world championship. And some, you know, some people aren't going to do it. Some people are, and they're going to be the happiest people ever. The people who don't win,
yeah.
they're not going to be, you know, they put in a lot of work to go there. And, you know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. And that's,
yeah.
you know, that's the whole thing. All of these practices and, you know, the commitment that it takes and the financial burden and everything. Some of these athletes, you know, they're putting it all on the line. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
of course,
there, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, look at Angel. Angel up and, like, she up and left her family for a full year to go work, you know, to go be on a California team. And they did amazing. You know, she went and won a world title. And, you know, it's just, it's like that. People give up a lot to be a part of this
yeah.
sport.
Right.
And, you know, and if you do, you know, you work your butt off and, I don't know. It just, people win and people lose. I mean, that's just what happens in life, period.
You're right. And we just started getting recognition as even being a sport. And I always told people,
right.
come do cheerleading. Come do cheerleading. Okay.
Right.
And then we can talk about if you think it's a sport or not.
Yeah. A lot of kids
yeah.
that go to my school, they're like, cheerleading is a sport. It's not. And I'm just like, if only you knew what we go through at practice.
Right.
Like, when I used to go to public school, I used to bring friends to practice, and they're like, oh, whoa, I think that might be a sport. I'm like, no. We literally go through so much to, like, it's just crazy
right.
for
oh, I
people
know.
Not to call it a sport.
Right. And we have another caller
yeah.
on the line. Hello, caller.
Awesome.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Angel or Eric?
Yes, I have two questions for both of them.
Okay.
My first question is for Eric.
Yes, go ahead.
How do you not get burnout from doing, like, all the choreography you do?
How do I not get burnout? Well, I mean, it's tough because I'm always on the road and I'm always working. I don't get burnout because I love what I do and I love, like I said, I love going to new places and I love to work with old friends. And so I don't get burnout because I also feed off the energy of the kids. Like, if I'm having a good time with the team, I don't want it to end. You know, and I really make an effort to have a good time with kids because I feel like they, you know, obviously children are our future. Like, you know, to be really cheesy and quote a Whitney Houston song. I believe
quote Whitney Houston. I know. I was
future.
Like, all right, Whitney
yeah.
Houston.
And so, and the thing is, and I love cheerleading, and I think everybody should love cheerleading. And if I'm not having a good time with the kids, you know, and if I do get burnt out, if I do feel like I'm tired or burnt out, I take a break. Easy.
Yeah.
Take a break,
okay.
walk away from it for a couple of days or a week, and that's it.
Good. All right, now my second question is for Angel.
Okay.
Yes.
How cool was it to be, like, on the Steve Harvey show?
It was
like,
very exciting. I mean, I really didn't expect, like, I wasn't expecting to be on the Steve Harvey show. Like, when I got the call, it was like, what the heck, like, it's real life, and it didn't feel real until, like, I actually went there, went on stage and practiced and rehearsal and, like, got to sit down and talk to Steve Harvey. It didn't kick in until, like, after I did the show. Like, I was like, wow, like, it actually happened, but it's really fun. Like, it wasn't even stressful at all. Like, it kind of just, like,
yeah.
I went with the flow. It felt natural to me, so it was very fun.
Yeah.
Is he as funny in person as he is on, like, as he seems on TV?
Oh, yes. He,
yeah.
He's very funny in person.
Yeah,
I figure
he
would be.
You know,
he's
a great,
like,
personality on TV.
Exactly.
I mean, what, he's a great guy.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
well, thank you, caller, for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I love this so much.
And for those of you that are just tuning in, we are talking to Angel Rice and Eric Little about the Road to Worlds. So if you're going to Worlds this weekend, why don't you call us right now at 516-531-9649 and tell us what team you're on, or if you have a question for Eric or Angel, we will be more than happy to answer it for you. We've got about 15 minutes or so left of the show, so if you want to call in, now would be the time to do it. And we're going to keep talking about Worlds and keep seeing what we can come up with as far as you know, what's going to happen at Worlds. I know everybody's nervous about stating that, and everyone doesn't want to make predictions.
I know, like, and that's the thing. I don't want to, like, you can't predict anything because it's so unpredictable. You know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anything can happen.
Exactly.
Yep.
I know.
We know how that is.
You're right.
Yep. I know.
You're right.
I know.
And
you
some
know,
of the divisions
know,
have so many competitors in them, you know, that it's,
oh, that small co-ed division, the small senior division. Come on.
I mean,
you know, you've got Lady Bullets, you've got those Woodlands Elite girls who are just unbelievable.
Right.
You know, they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I think they're amazing.
You know,
the Generals are a great team, too.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be tough.
Right.
It's going to be a fun show, that's for sure. It's going to be a really, really fun show. So.
Well, I know when my son was in the small co-ed division, I think there were 107 teams in his division, something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
and he was on Rockstar Beatles.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Which is a great team. Like, that's a great team as well. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's just going to be there's so much talent is what it is anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of talent.
Well, you know, I mean, I would like to see Brandon come out on top, though. That will be a prediction that I will make.
That's a given. And I feel so bad for them last year because, I mean, it would have been great to see Smoed hit. I mean, Smoed is phenomenal. But it would have been great to see Brandon. You know, they had that one, like, that I feel so bad for, like, that poor girl. But, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, things like that happen. It's just, you know. But it's gonna. I just hope that everybody hits this year. I would love to see everybody hit, and for the judges to decide who the winner of Worlds is. You know, and with a fair playing field, and people, you know, that people can't be like, oh well, they won because so and so dropped. I don't want to see that. I want to see everybody hit, and I want to see the real winner come out.
I
want
to see like the judges like struggle to pick, you know.
Exactly. Like, I would like to see in every division the top 10 teams hit and me jump up and down and scream for all of them and the real winner, you know, be decided by the judges. That's what I'd love to see.
Right. Well, one thing I do worry about is the score sheet, you know, how they took bobbles out of the deductions for our score sheets, and now at Worlds it is going to count. So how do you think that's going to affect some of these teams?
Well, because the thing is, at the world level, they're gonna have to nitpick.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna come down to nitpicky.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially if everybody hits, it's gonna come down to nitpicking,
it
like the small
like
details like that.
Right. Well, because some of these teams, I feel, have gotten away with something that normally would have been called a deduction this year, and they've gotten away with it all year long, and then now they're gonna go to Worlds this weekend. And I think it's going to affect some of these teams, and I think we're going to see it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It'll be interesting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, very interesting.
Right. And so this year you're on Orange, Angel. And what do you think of the team this year? How have y'all been doing?
We've been doing good. You know, like I said earlier, we struggle with, like, the injuries and stuff. But, like, other than that, I think, like, as a team, we're so good. I don't think the team realized how good they are until, like Roger, Casey, and Deontay, they have, like, our coaches have to beat it into our head. Like, you are amazing. Like, just all you have to do is win. Like, I think the team's really good. Like, we have good kids on there, all the way from the old kids to the new kids this year. Like, it's just, it's, like, crazy how good we are. They don't even know it.
Right. Well, and the thing is, what's amazing about that large senior division is every single team in the division, they all have the same talent. They all have the same talent. They all have different routines, though. And so it's kind of, you know, it comes down to, like, some, but, like, what I love about it is they're all so different. They're all so different, but every single kid is so talented. So that, you know, hopefully the judges make the, you know, hopefully they're on their game that day as well. I mean, I hope the kids
right.
get, I hope the judges are on their game as well and know what they're doing. So
yeah,
that's all you can ask for.
Well, exactly. You know, that's all we
yep.
can hope for. So
that's all you can hope
I
for is that everybody's on their A game and everybody, like, you know, they're all alert and ready to go.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now pretty yep. much, you know, if you're going to be in the top 10 at Worlds on day two, you're all going to have the same skill. The only thing that's going to set you apart
mm-hmm.
is a little bit of pizzazz and choreography that you've added.
Right.
In. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's when the show starts. So
exactly.
It's fun. It's just so much fun. Like, I just get so much enjoyment out of sitting there and rooting for everybody and having, you know, it's really
right.
great. Like, it's a really fun weekend. Like, the energy of this weekend is always so great. But then, obviously, after awards, sometimes the energy goes down a little bit. Like I said, people are really happy
right.
or they're really, really bummed. No,
right.
you know.
And I think something that's also really neat that some people don't even think about is when we've been to Worlds, we've actually spoken to some of the international teams, and we met a team from Japan. And
wow.
my daughter got to go over to Japan and practice
wow.
with the team from Japan.
That's awesome.
So how
wow.
neat is that?
It's opportunities like that you get out of this as well. You know, it's not just going to compete. It's going and to meet people around the world doing the same
yeah.
exact thing that you were doing.
That's what I like about cheerleading, because I have, like, friends in, like, different countries, like England, like, everywhere. And it's just, like, you don't know a lot of people that know, like, people from different countries. Like, you may have friends in different states. Like, when you meet people in different countries, you get to learn, like, about their culture, about, like, words they say, words they don't say. So I think, like,
right.
that's one thing I like about cheerleading. Like, it's a lot of people in it that's just, like, from, like, countries that you would never think, like, had cheerleading. So.
Right.
I agree with that. You know, when she went over to Japan and got to practice with the team
what
over there.
What a great experience. Like, what a great experience.
I know, right? By the way, they practice
yeah.
for 6 hours. So those of you that are listening
Whoa.
And you think that your two-hour practice is something, over in Japan they practice 6 hours.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And the thing is, every single minute of those 6 hours is accounted for. It's not like they go in for
right.
6 hours and they take, like, two-hour lunch break. Like,
right.
no, they go in and those kids work their butts off for 6 full hours.
Right.
So,
oh,
and
they
then,
didn't have
the,
a spring
the,
floor either.
The
they had a dance
the,
floor. Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking. That's why.
Right,
right.
Those, 6 hours?
6 hour practice on a dance floor. Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, my 2 hour practice, I'm like, what the heck? This is
yeah.
long.
Right, by the end of that,
yeah.
you're done. You're
yeah.
done. So imagine 6 hours, but I think a lot of the reason why they did that was probably transportation, you know, because over in Japan, people travel
oh,
from
yeah.
so far away just to get to places,
yeah.
so.
Sure. Well, same thing with the United States. A lot of kids travel a lot, like, pretty far distances to get to their practices as well. So.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Yep.
I know people that have driven, you know, 3 hours to get to practices and
oh,
things
yeah,
like that.
Exactly. A lot of kids that go to, you know, cheer athletics or even the California All-Star kids, like, some of them drive 6 and 7 hours to get where they need to be. So it's just
yeah.
it's
right.
dedication. It's dedication and it's heart, and they love what they do, and they love the people that they're doing it for. That's what... You know, that's what's great about it. It's just such a positive, positive sport. Like, I can't say anything. Like, it's just my favorite. I love it.
Right, and so we are talking about the road to Worlds, and we've talked about that it takes dedication and hard work and all of these things like that. Is there anything else you can add to that, that someone listening in and wanting to go to Worlds is their goal? What should they do?
Work hard. Like, work hard. Don't be a slacker. I just think hard work pays off. And
yeah.
I just think anymore, like a lot of kids these days, they don't understand that they need to put in time and effort to be a champion. And, you know, and I think a lot of times, too, like a lot of parents out there, they kind of facilitate the laziness of some of these kids. And it's
yeah.
just, you know, really, that's what I believe. I just believe if you want to be a winner in this sport, you got to act like a winner and train like one. That's how I feel.
What do you think, Angel? What's your advice on that?
I think... to add on what Eric was saying is I kind of live by a quote, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
And I think some of, like, some kids should, like, live by that quote, because, like, if you don't work hard, like, if you want things in life, if you want to go to Worlds and you don't work hard, then you're never going to get there. So if you really want to go to Worlds, like, push yourself, work hard, like work, bust your butt in the gym. Listen, if your coach tells you to jump off the building, do it. Like, it's going to get you to Worlds. So, like, just work really hard. Don't give up.
I don't know,
like,
about that, but
I know Eddie's like that. Eddie tells us to do crazy stuff, and we're like, no, but, like, you'll be surprised. It actually works.
Right. And so that's the biggest thing. You know, those of you that are listening in and you have the wish to be a world champion, you want to go to Worlds, and, you know, understand that just going to Worlds is a great opportunity. It's not just about winning Worlds or getting one of the top three slots. It's about your team even getting that opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Like, the fact that you actually made it to Worlds, I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Like, getting a bid, going, competing, and, like, making, like, I think that is a great accomplishment. Like, even if you, like, lose, or, like, doesn't matter what place you came in, like, actually going to the world and, like, experiencing it is actually the best thing to me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the biggest, obviously, it's the biggest weekend in cheerleading. And I look forward to it every year, and I'm, like, really looking forward to it this year, and I just can't wait to see what happens.
Yes.
And so anyone that's not on a Level 5 team and has gotten the opportunity to go to Summit, to me, is like Worlds for the lower-level teams. So
Summit is harder than Worlds. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, like, Summit
is, I think,
like,
Summit
it's more difficult. Like,
yeah.
It really is. Like, and I'm telling you right now, like, at Summit, my favorite division to watch is Large Senior 3. I think why it is because when I started cheerleading way back in the day, I feel like we were, like, it was kind of like a Level 3 sport. You know, I'm talking about, like, back in the 80s. Like, I mean, I'm really dating myself, but it was kind of a Level 3 sport. And so, in a way, it kind of takes me back to the days when I started. And so...
Right.
And also because they're limited as to what they can do as far as stunts goes, like, the creativity is at, like a higher level, like, not a higher level. I don't want to say higher level because, I don't need to get slapped at Worlds this weekend by somebody on Level 5 being like, really? Level 3 is, like, harder than Level 5. No, but some of the creativity is, you know, like, it's fun to watch.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, I think it's also a stepping stone, you know, to get that experience.
Absolutely.
To compete at
Summit,
because it's
the
same location. So
right. Well, it's just like gymnastics. You have to, in order to get to Level 2, you got to pass Level 1. It's, you know, and in cheerleading, like, somebody can throw, like, you know, they don't have to go through every single level to make Level 5. They can come off the street doing it full, and all of a sudden you're on a Level 5 team, and you didn't get the experience of being a Level 1, 2, or 3, or 4, or 5 athlete. So I think that's kind of the problem with cheerleading. If there is a problem, that's one of them, is that the kids don't use the levels 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 to actually take the steps up to be that Level 5 athlete.
Right.
I agree.
Yep. I mean, of course you, like, because you, like, you're a former gymnast, so you know exactly, you know, how the levels, you know how important the levels are, and, like, to actually pass the level and move on to the next one, you know how important that is.
Yeah.
Yep. But with cheerleading,
exactly.
It's like,
and we have a caller on
tuck.
The line,
you
so let's answer the caller. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, absolutely.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We have Eric Little and Angel Rice on the line. Do you have a question for them?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Morgan Colker. I'm calling from Marietta, Georgia.
Hi, Morgan.
And,
hi, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Alex.
And those of you that don't know, Morgan is a former cheerlebrity, cheerleader, / entrepreneur extraordinaire.
So. Nice. Well, hi, Morgan. What's up? What can you sell me? I'm just kidding.
Hey. I was on Stingrays for, like, 14 years, so I've known all of them for a while, and Angel and I are good friends, and
Yeah.
Eric, I've never met you, but I've heard amazing things, and you are
thank
such
you.
Inspiration
all of it
everybody.
Is true. All the amazing things you heard are true. Just kidding.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I coach cheer and babysit, and I have a 10-year-old next to me, and she goes to NMEC, which has now changed to Rockstar Atlanta, which is
okay.
So awesome. And
yeah.
So she's sitting here listening to you guys, but I think she has a question, but I'll ask for her. I guess
okay.
She kind of wants to know, specifically, Audrey, what was it? Oh, how you personally prepare for Worlds or going to choreograph a routine?
First of all, I shower. You got to take a shower first.
That's important.
You gotta clean. Yeah, it's important. You got to be clean. You got to eat. You got to be hydrated. You got to show up. There it is.
Right.
That's how I prepare. And then mentally, you go in and you just got to be happy. If you're happy, you're going to get a great product.
Awesome.
What about you, Angel? You have advice for Audrey?
Yes, Audrey.
Well, I've never choreographed a routine or anything, but like I know Justin Kitchens, like he choreographed my routine since I was little.
Yes.
And
Justin's
every
great.
Time he would come into choreography, his main thing was just to have fun. Like you have to, said you always have to have fun with it and just enjoy the grind. So.
Yep.
When I think she
right.
asked what you do to prepare for Worlds, too, Angel, that was the question to you.
Okay. What I do to prepare for Worlds is. I try not to get stressed out the week
there
like,
it is.
The week before.
That's a perfect answer.
I just do my daily routine, like, relax. Like, I try not to, like, watch cheerleading videos too much. I just kind of, like.
You hear that? Yeah.
I think I missed that.
So what level team are you on?
So Audrey, she's being
yes,
shy,
Audrey.
Allison. She's on
she's not gonna come on the phone.
Do you wanna say hi, Audrey?
Oh, okay.
It's Fallon's mom. Fallon's wave. Hi.
Hi. This is Coach Allison Blazem. Yeah.
What,
oh my goodness,
mom?
That is
she,
hilarious.
She has like the biggest smile on her face right now. She's like, oh, Fallon's
exactly.
That is
once
hilarious.
She knew who we were, she was cool with it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, okay,
oh,
Mom,
yeah,
give me that phone. Mom, give me the phone.
That's so good. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank
that's
you guys
adorable.
For taking the time to speak with us. And I enjoyed Angel getting to talk to you, as always. And Eric enjoyed meeting you and getting to talk with you as
too,
well.
Morgan. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Morgan. And good luck. Yeah. All right. Thank
Thanks,
you for calling
Allison.
In.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, so we have a few more minutes left in the show, about 2 minutes. And do we have any final words of wisdom from the great Angel Rice or Eric Little?
I would say have a safe trip. Sorry, I just got back on the bus. Sorry, Allison. I would just say, like, just do your best as we can. Have a great time and just take a lot of pictures. Surely we're going to see all of this on Instagram. So, you know what I mean?
And
I say,
oh, yeah, Angel,
time.
What's
your
advice?
And
that's right. Last minute words of wisdom from Angel. You have anything to say? Did we lose her again? 90 seconds. All
Hello?
Right. And
sorry.
Do you have anything coming up after Worlds? What's going to happen after Worlds with Angel Rice or Eric Little?
Angel, you go first. Angel's probably going to take a break. She's probably going to sleep.
No, I think she's going on this tumbling tour or something. So I think I had seen something like that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
we actually did
am,
just lose
well,
her again, so.
Did we lose her again? Okay, well then, I will stay in Orlando for the summit, and then I'm going back to California. I'm doing a little gig with my friend Alicia. We're doing a Nike a big event for Nike up in Oregon, and so
okay.
We're going to choreograph that in May, and then that's it. And I'll be in Hawaii in June.
Well, that sounds amazing. And we've got Angel back
for
the last 45 seconds.
Hey,
Angel.
For the Global Dance and Cheer Game.
Hi.
Bye.
Hey, we were just saying if there was anything you had coming up after Worlds.
After Worlds, me, Marcy, and Adrian Butler, he was on Top Gun Large Co-ed for a few years. I think, like, I want to say, like, two. We are all traveling this summer, going to different gyms, doing clinics, and going to Barcelona and just teaching kids what I know, what we all know. So basically, we're going to have fun, and we're going to...
Awesome.
Well, that's great. And I wish both of you so much luck this weekend at Cheerleading Worlds. And
thank you,
those
Allison.
Of you that have been listening, this
Thank
is
you.
Amateur Sports Talk with Allison Ryan and Coach Allison featuring Angel Rice and Eric Little. Thank you so much.
Peace
and
out,
tune
y'all.
In next time.
Bye, guys.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
No good problem. Luck. All right. Bye. Thank you, guys.